Hillsborough County Commissioner Ken Hagan represents the northwestern section of the county. So why did Hagan and his staff pass out county literature with his photograph outside of his district? Some critics claim that it's a way for Hagan, who is running for a countywide seat, to skirt campaign finance requirements while gaining name recognition, but Hagan refutes that suggestion. Ken Hagan has filed to run for the countywide District 5 seat being vacated next year by Jim Norman. Last Friday, Creative Loafing reported on its website about literature that Hagan has hung on doors in South Tampa. Community activist Mariella Smith criticized Hagan's action on the website Sticks of Fire.
The problem is that it's clearly a campaign piece, masquerading as a public service announcement, because Ken Hagan has printed a list of phone numbers of county departments on the back, phone numbers that anybody can find in the phone book. But that doesn't make it a government piece. He has a county logo on the piece, trying to make it look like it's public information piece. But I'm sure it hasn't been approved by the county commission, because certainly they would recognize it as a political campaign piece.
But Hagan insists that the literature is not related to his campaign, but rather to his duties as county commissioner.
Constituent service has always been an extremely high priority for me, and this is an extension of that. And we started, I guess, about 2 weeks ago, walking door-to-door throughout the county, from Carrollwood, Temple Terrace, New Tampa, Forest Hill, Seminole Heights, South Tampa, East Tampa, Brandon, and just going door-to-door and dropping off door hangers that have a return card asking our residents for their input.
Last fall, former Hillsborough County Supervisor of Elections Buddy Johnson was criticized for spending public money on voting information that included his photograph when he was running for re-election. Now the FBI is investigating those expenditures. Mariella Smith sees parallels between the actions of Johnson and Ken Hagan. Hagan says his county staff was among the volunteers who are going door to door placing the literature.
My staff and my father and others, as far as my staff's concerned, they're either walking during lunchtime or after work, and they're not getting paid for it.
The door hangers declare that they are not produced at taxpayers' expense, and Hagan says he paid for them through his personal funds.
We are in extremely difficult budget times, just like the private sector, and I really didn't think it would be appropriate in this economic crisis that we're facing to use taxpayer dollars to do constituent service. So I paid for it myself, and I paid for it myself.
Hillsborough County Attorney Renee Lee says that Hagan has not done anything wrong by using the county's logo on these door hangers.
It was my impression that it was county literature, that he was producing this information to the public as a sitting county commissioner. It's not a concern to me, because as a commissioner, he certainly represents everyone in Hillsborough County. And I think the issue that he's addressing in that document reaches outside of his district. It's going to impact the entire community. So it does not concern me that he is sending that literature out to people who are outside of his district.
Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita, who represents South Tampa, was not available for comment on Monday. The fact that the county did not pay for the flyers, even though Hagan is using them as official Hillsborough County literature, is not a concern to County Attorney Renee Lee.
We receive all kinds of gifts from the public from time to time. You know, I'm not familiar with who may have paid for the production of that material, but it is not unusual that people give us in-kind services or their time, or that they will pay for something, a study or any other event.
Lee says she does not have any concerns about the piece going out, even though Hagan did not have it approved by the county.
It was not approved by anyone, to my knowledge, and it's not required to be approved by anyone. A commissioner certainly has the right and the authority to communicate with his constituents in any way that he deems fit. Because it is, of course, county literature, it's open to public records. It will certainly meet those standards if someone requests to see the responses that he's received back or to see the document itself. It would be produced as a public record.
But Mariella Smith wonders how far a sitting commissioner can go with using the Hillsborough County logo.
Where would they draw the line? If Ken Hagen was out handing out a helpful list of church phone numbers or an invitation to a Rotary Club dinner, is he allowed to put the county seal on it? Is that still county business? Can Ken Hagen put the county logo on anything that he does? If he loses his dog and hands out flyers, can he put the county logo on that? No, this is not county business, handing out some numbers that anyone can find in the phone book, particularly when he's walking around outside his district.
Smith went a step further and asked whether Hagen is violating campaign finance laws because the literature is not paid for through his campaign's account where the money can be traced. T. Wayne Bailey, a professor of political science at Stetson University in DeLand, says it appears that no violation has occurred unless county staff time was used on campaign activism.
I think the use of the literature here, if it's informational, and in the case here of asking the voters to return a questionnaire and giving the addresses of county offices, certainly that would be clearly in the area of county information.
According to election finance reports filed by Hagen with the county's supervisor of elections, Hagen has raised more than $87,000 for next year's campaign. He insists that if the literature had anything to do with his campaign, he would have been able to draw on those funds. You can find links to more information about this issue on our website, wmnf.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.